All right, take your Bibles, please, and turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Thankful for Pastor JJ allowing me to have this opportunity to preach. It's been, I know I spoke one Sunday night when we had a church dinner, but that was, I think, last year. And since then, I haven't really done a big sermon or anything like that. So I'm a little out of practice, and I was telling Leah, I came here yesterday and I was timing myself because I had a college class where we were required to have 20-minute sermons. And they were basically teaching us how to have full sermons, but also trying to keep it, you know, in the time limit that we need. And every time I practiced those sermons, I would get to like 25, 27 minutes. And then when I would actually preach it, it'd go back down to like 20, 17 minutes, something like that. So I told her I came here yesterday to practice, and I got to about 25 minutes. I was like, okay, that's about right. And then I was like, well, no, because once I get to it, I get the habit of speaking too fast, and then I end up making it only 17 minutes, 20 minutes. So we may be out here at like 11:45. I don't know. We'll see, but it'll be interesting. Everyone desires to have peace. Everyone in this world, we all desire to have peace in our lives. I know there's probably parents here this morning that every once in a while you'd like to just drop your kids off with their grandparents or with someone else so that you can just have a little bit of peace and quiet, right? Have a little bit of time where you can have some peace. Maybe there's some kids in here that you every once in a while get annoyed with your sibling and you want them to just go to the other room so that you can have a little bit of peace, right? We all desire to have peace in our lives. And I'm going to talk this morning about how we can obtain God's peace through prayer, and what happens once we obtain God's peace. Now, the Lord's been working in my life recently concerning my staying faithful to Him and in my devotional time and my prayer life with Him. You see, those are the times that we really begin to grow in our relationship with God, is if we take that time to read from His Word, to see what He has to say to us, and also when we pray, when we talk to God ourselves. I think about the relationship that I have with my wife. If I'm going to have a strong relationship with my wife, I need to be having conversations with her. I need to have time that I talk to her, that I spend time with her. If I don't do that, then I can't grow my relationship with her. And you see, it's the same way with God. If we don't spend any time with God, if we don't spend any time with our Lord, then there's no way that we're going to be able to grow in our relationship with God. But we must have a strong relationship with God as Christians, as believers, if we're going to grow closer to Him and to serve Him. Well, if we have a strong relationship with God, if we build our relationship with the Lord, we'll be able to trust Him more and more, and we'll have peace as a result. Again, the example of my wife, the more that I, the stronger my relationship is with my wife, the more that I'll be able to trust her, the more and more that I'll trust her with things, and the more at peace I will be when I'm with her. And again, it's the same with the Lord. Same with any relationship, with your friends, your other loved ones. The stronger your relationship is with them, the more you can trust them, and the more peace you have. That's what comes along with it. So, again, we can build our relationship with the Lord through prayer. If we pray to God, if we give our requests to God, have our conversations with God, then we can build our relationship with Him, and as a result, we will obtain God's peace. You see, God wants us to obtain peace. God wants to give us the peace that He desires. And I know Scott mentioned something about, had a verse that talking about how Jesus didn't come on this earth to give peace. And that was a little something different. I'm not trying to go against what Scott spoke in the Sunday school this morning. But God does desire us to have peace in this life. God does desire us as Christians to have peace through God. And again, we're going to see this morning, we'll see the cause of obtaining God's peace, what we need to do in order to obtain God's peace. That's through a purposeful prayer life. And then lastly, we'll look at the result, the effect of having God's peace, obtaining God's peace. And that's a mind fixed on Christ. So your Bibles are open to Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray for the message for this morning. Dear God, I thank you for this time that we can be here, being able to open your word and learn from your word. And I just pray that you would be with this message this morning. Pray that you would give me the words to say, that I would speak clearly, and that you would speak through me, Lord. Lord, these are your words, not mine. And I pray that we would open our hearts to you, to what you have to say to us this morning. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all your many blessings. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the cause of obtaining God's peace, what we should do in order to obtain God's peace, and that is to have a purposeful prayer life. Looking again at verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, the reason I say to have a purposeful prayer life, it doesn't necessarily say purposeful here in the verse, but in order to have a good relationship with God, our prayers, our conversation with God, they need to be purposeful. The word purposeful, it means meaningful or intentional. It's full of determination. Our conversations with God, our prayers to God, they need to be intentional. There needs to have meaning behind our prayers. Well, a lot of times when we meet people for the first time, it gets a little awkward sometimes because we don't know them very well. And we'll have those icebreaker conversations or that small talk where you kind of get to know about them. But really, overall, it's just kind of to get rid of the awkwardness of the silence, the awkward silence. So we have those icebreaker conversations, those small talk conversations. And yeah, those conversations, they can be helpful. You can learn a little bit more about that person. But if you go on the rest of your life just having those small talks, those small conversations with that person, you're not going to really grow in your relationship with that person. You're not going to get to know a lot about them. You're not going to be able to put much faith or trust in that person if you're only having these small talks or small conversations. There's not a lot of purpose or a lot of meaning behind those conversations. And we can do the same thing when we're talking to God, when we bring our prayers to God. It can be easy for us to maybe just say a prayer because we have to. Well, I haven't prayed to God today, so let me just say a prayer real quick. And there's not really much purpose or meaning behind it. If we continue to have those kind of conversations, those kind of prayers with God, then our relationship will not really grow with God the way it should. So what makes our prayer purposeful? How do we make sure that our prayers are purposeful to God? Well, one thing that purposeful prayer does not include is worry. The beginning of verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. And I know in the New King James, the word is anxious, and that's what that word means. That word careful means be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried about the things of this life. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We're supposed to put our care, cast our care upon God. I had a friend in college who he got to teach a Sunday school lesson for one of the kids' Sunday schools there, and I got to be like his helper. I was there basically listening and helping. And he was talking about this verse to the kids, and I'll never forget the way that he explained this verse. It stuck in my mind, and it helped me understand this verse even better. He said, when you're going fishing, now I'm not big on fishing. I've never really enjoyed it. But I do know that when you go fishing, you're going to put a worm or some kind of bait on the end of a hook, and you're going to cast that out into the water. And the goal is to catch a fish, right? Well, you're not going to cast that worm or that bait out into the water. You're not going to cast it out and then immediately just start reeling it back in. You're not trying to take that worm or that bait back. You don't want that bait back. Your goal is to catch a fish, not to just throw it in, bring it back, and just that's it. That's not the point. Well, it's the same way with our prayers and our requests to God. If we have worry, if there's something that's bothering us in our lives, God wants us to give that to him. We're supposed to cast our cares upon God. But as soon as we give our cares to God, as soon as we bring our worries to God, we shouldn't just bring that back to ourselves. We don't just reel it back in and still hold on to it. No, we're supposed to give our cares to God and leave our cares with him. It's just like the song says, leave it there, leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. We're supposed to give our worries to God. And it says at the end of that verse, 1 Peter 5:7, for he careth for you. He cares for us. He desires to have that relationship with us. He wants us to trust him with our worries and our cares. That's why we give our cares and our worries to God. We let Him have it, and we leave it there. We can't have a strong relationship with God if we can never trust Him with the things of our that are in our lives. If we're always constantly worried, and I know there's a lot of things going on in this world that can worry us and that can bother us, but if we give that to God, if we have those intentional times where we come to God in prayer and we give our requests to Him, we give them to Him, and we don't have to worry. We can trust Him. So if we're going to have purposeful prayer, we don't have to have that worry inside of us. But this verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it has two things that our purposeful prayer should have, should include. That is supplication and thanksgiving. Again, verse 6, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now that word supplication there, it means to ask for humbly or earnestly. To ask for humbly or earnestly. See, we need to go to God in humility, understanding our position before God. Be humble. But we also need to be earnest. Again, being intentional with our prayers. We're not just going to God because we think we should. No, we do it with an intention. We're determined to give God our request and to give God our worry and our care. See, when we trust God with our worry and our care, when we trust God with whatever is going on in our lives, we'll begin to trust Him even more. We'll begin to trust Him with the things, just like in our relationship with those around us. The more that we trust them, the more we can give our cares to them, the more we can trust them with the things that are going on in our lives. So we come to God with supplication, to ask for things humbly and earnestly. Then we also come to Him with thanksgiving. We should be thankful. We should be thankful and praise God for what He's done for us. I've never known anyone who's ever been at peace, who's ever felt peace, after they're going through all the heartaches and the troubles that's in their lives. I'm sure you've known people that all they do is complain and talk about everything that's going on in their lives. I think of one of my coworkers that I work with. It seems like everything goes bad all the time. It seems like there's not a day that goes by when I'm working with him that there's always something he has to complain about. Whether it's someone did something, someone said something to him, or oh, this just isn't working right, or no one's ever nice to me, things like that. We all know those kinds of people. Well, I've had those times too where I grumble and complain about things. And I'll tell you, when I have those times where I'm grumbling about things that are going on in my life, I've never talked about all the heartaches in my life and then gone, okay, yeah, I feel at peace now. That's never really happened. If you're around someone who's always complaining, always grumbling, they're never thankful, they're always looking at the negative side of things, you know that there's not going to be true peace with them. We should be willing to be thankful, to give our thanksgiving to God. Praise Him for what He's done for us. Remember, we just had the Lord's Supper. Remember what He did for us, how He paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have a relationship with Him. We need to thank Him for that, praise Him for that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And see, Paul is talking to the Philippians here. He's telling them, hey, no matter what's going on in life, no matter what's going to happen, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And that word conversation is talking about character, the way that you hold yourself up. Okay, your character, the way you hold yourself, let it be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Now, if you're walking around all the time and you're just complaining all the time, saying that nothing's ever going right, if you're going to do that the whole time, you're not really being a good example, a good testimony for Christ. See, we're supposed to be living with a joyful spirit. Looking at verse 4, Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to be thankful. And again, God wants us to have peace in life. God wants us to enjoy our lives. But we have to make sure that our prayers are purposeful. We have to make sure that we're trying to build our relationship with Christ and get closer, grow closer to Him in order for us to obtain that peace that He desires to give to us. There's a chorus that's called Why Worry? And the words are this. Why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus. He will lead the way. Don't be like doubting Thomas. Put your faith and trust in Jesus. Why worry, 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 worry when you can pray? See, we don't have any need to be worried about things that are going on in this life because we can take all our cares, we can cast all our cares to God, give them to him through our prayer time, through our conversation with God. We can give him all our worry and our anxieties, and in return, he will give us this peace that only he can give. So, we first see the cause of obtaining God's peace. Have a purposeful prayer life. Have that time set aside where we can go to God in prayer. We can grow our relationship with God. Once we have obtained God's peace, we'll next and lastly see the effect of having God's peace. And that is that we'll have a mind fixed on Christ. Now look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, if we grow our relationship with God, if we have that time where we give our requests to God, intentional time, meaningful time, then he promises to keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but I was going to give the definition of peace, which is a state of tranquility. And that word tranquil, it means free from agitation of mind or spirit. Free from agitation of mind or spirit. When you truly have peace, you're going to be free from all the things that are agitating you, that are bothering you, both in your mind and in your spirit. It's steady. It's stable. So we first see here, it says that he's going to keep our hearts through Christ. Talking about our hearts, keeping our hearts through Christ, it has to deal with our attitudes and our motives. Our attitudes and our motives. If you look at verse 5, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Your moderation. The word moderation, it means calm, temperate. It's not intense, it's reasonable. When we obtain God's peace and we have that relationship with God and he gives us that peace, we can be calm, we can be temperate, we can be reasonable in any situation. We don't always have to be blowing up and getting upset about what's going on in our lives. When we have God's peace, we can be calm, we can be reasonable. We can truly be at peace. Again, the word tranquil, we're free from agitation of spirit. We don't have to be agitated in our hearts. We don't have to let the things that are going on in life affect our attitudes. We can have a correct attitude whenever we have God's peace because he's promised to keep our hearts fixed on Christ. So it deals with our attitude and also deals with our motives. What drives us, it'll be filtered through Christ. He's gonna keep our hearts and minds through him. He's our filter. He's our lens. Everything that we do in life, everything that goes on in life, it'll be filtered through Christ whenever we are living with God's peace. So he says that he'll keep our hearts through Christ Jesus. He'll keep our minds through Christ Jesus. This deals with the thoughts, our thoughts and our priorities. Again, peace is a state of tranquility. Tranquil is free from agitation of mind also. He'll keep our thoughts on him. He'll keep our thoughts mentioned. He'll keep our thoughts on the things that are mentioned in the next verse, verse 8. There's a lot of things that are listed that Paul lists there in verse 8 of Philippians 4. All those things, at the end it says to think on these things. See, if we're living with the peace of God in our hearts and in our minds, then we'll be able to keep our focus on him and what he has for us. So our minds being fixed on Christ will deal with our thoughts, and it also deals with our priorities. We have to keep our priorities on Christ. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, our end goal as Christians is for God's kingdom. We're supposed to be looking for that great day whenever we get to be with God forever, and he gets to set up his kingdom. And that should be our goal. That should be our priority in our life. Our priorities in life should not just be, oh, what can I, how popular can I get? How rich can I get? Because see, that will let us down. That's why there's so many people in this world who are so negative all the time. Because they don't get what they want. They don't have their priorities straight, so they're always going to be let down. But see, if we have God's peace with us, he promises to keep our hearts and our minds through him. Our lens, our filters through him, and our goal, our priority is to live for Christ, and we can be joyful through that. I have a note in this study Bible of mine for Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It said, God's peace is different from the world's peace. It's not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. Real peace comes from knowing that because God is in control, Our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, and our victory over sin is certain. See, we can have peace knowing that our destiny is set, that we know where we're going when we die. We'll be able to live with God forever when he sets up his eternal kingdom. And we can have faith in that. We can have our peace in that, knowing that God is going to fulfill that. We can trust his promises. We don't have to be worried about what's going on in this life. Once we obtain God's peace, we can know that he will guide us and that his promises are sure, and that we will end up one day living with God forever in his eternal kingdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." See, as Christians, our goal, our priority in life is to fear God, to live for God, to keep his commandments. When we're at peace, when we obtain God's peace, he will keep our minds fixed on that. You see, the more that our heart and our mind are fixed on Christ, then the more purposeful our prayer becomes. The closer you are to God, the stronger your relationship is with God, the more you want to talk to him, the more you trust him, and the more purposeful your prayer becomes because you are intentional when you speak to God. Again, with the example of a loved one, the more that I am fixed on my wife and the more that I trust her, the more I'll be willing to talk to her, the more I want to talk to her and have a relationship with her. So if we keep our minds fixed on Christ, if we keep our hearts fixed on Christ, we'll be able to grow in our relationship with God and our prayers will become more purposeful. And then the more purposeful that our prayer becomes, the more peace we obtain. You see, it's a cyclical thing. It becomes a good cycle that we come in where if we are intentional in our prayer life with God, if we are intentional in building our relationship with God, he gives us peace. We have peace. And the more peace that we have in God, the more we are willing to trust him and put our faith in him. The more that we trust God, the more we want to talk to him, the more we desire to live for him. So then we go back and we want to talk to God more. It's a cycle. It's a wonderful cycle that we should be in. But we have to be careful because we can get into another cycle where it's the opposite. The less that we desire God, the less that we give our time to God, then the less peace we're going to have. And the less peace that we have, the more agitated we get, the more worrisome we become, and the less we want to talk to God, and the less we want to live for God. And the less we live for God, the farther away we go away from God, and we lose that relationship with him. So we have to be careful not to get into that cycle, but to stay in the good cycle of growing closer to God. And the closer we grow to God, the more peace he gives. And the more peace he gives, the more we desire the things of Christ. And it's a blessing to know that God is always there for us. If you look at the end of verse 5, it says, "Let your moderation be known to all men, the Lord is at hand." The Lord is always there for us. He's always there guiding us and directing him. And again, we can trust him and put our faith in him, knowing that even when there are hard times, we can still go to God and we can still give our requests to him and we can cast that care on him and we know that he cares for us. And that's the wonderful blessing of it, is God is always there. We can trust his promises. We can give our requests to God. We can give our worries to God because we know he's there. God loves us and he desires a strong relationship with every single one of us. He's a very personal God. He wants to have that relationship with us. And he wants to give us peace. He wants us to obtain the peace that only he can give. The end of verse 7, it says, "It's a peace that passes all understanding." It's a peace that only God can give us. And he desires to give us that peace. Well, we can obtain that peace through a strong relationship with God. If we have a purposeful prayer life, if we're purposeful in our prayers, if we have time that we are intentional in talking to God, that our conversations with God are meaningful, we need to have that time that we set aside that we grow in our relationship with God. And I am thankful for what our church has been doing as far as on Sunday nights and even Sunday mornings in Sunday school, where we have that time of prayer. And that's such a blessing, and that's wonderful, and we can grow closer to God through that as well. But we shouldn't just come here on Sundays and have a prayer time here at church and then go the rest of the week not talking to God. I'm sure many of you have already heard this example, but again, going back to a relationship with your wife or your spouse, if you only talk to your spouse once a week and that's it, you're not going to grow very much in your relationship with them. You have to be constantly having conversations with them, constantly be talking to them. And it's the same way with our Lord. We can't treat him any different. We can't just come to church once a week and expect to be good for the whole rest of the week, and then we just have to get refilled next week at church. That's not how it operates. God doesn't just want us to practice a religion. He wants us to grow and have a relationship with him. And we can only do that if we have time set aside to have conversation with God, to grow in our relationship with God. When we have that relationship with him, when we take that time for prayer, then we can obtain God's peace. And once we have obtained God's peace, once God has given us his peace, then he promises to keep our minds and our hearts fixed on him. If you're here this morning and you're struggling with worry or anxiousness, you're always fearful, well, today's a good time to cast that care upon God, to give your request to God. Let him take care of the situation. Cast your care to God and leave it there. Let him handle it. Now, if you're here this morning and you haven't yet put your faith and trust in Christ to save you from your sins, then there's no way that you can have a relationship with him because you haven't put your faith and trust in him. Well, again, this morning's a great time, a great opportunity to make that vital decision in your life so that you can begin that eternal relationship with God. Again, God is a personal God. He wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. But we can only have that if we have put our faith and trust in God, and he wants us to do that. And this morning's a great opportunity to make that decision. And again, if you're here this morning and you have put your faith and trust in Christ, but maybe you worry about things that are going on in this life, maybe you're struggling with the certain circumstance that you're going through right now, you can trust God and give that care to him. I'm not saying that the Christian life will always be easy. I'm not saying that once you give your request to God, everything's going to be wonderful. But you can still have that joy. You can still have that peace that God gives to us if you just cast your care upon him and let him take control. I'm going to go ahead and close this morning the same way that we would normally do. So I'll go ahead and have you stand. We'll have a time just of silent prayer. Whatever decision that you're needing to make, if you're needing to give your request to God, this is a great time to do that. We'll have a time of silent prayer, and then I'll go ahead and close in prayer, and we'll end the message for this morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for this time that we've been able to just open your word and study your word. God, we thank you that you're a personal God, that you desire to have a strong relationship with us. You don't just want us to be robots just doing, living for you, just doing exactly what we're told only because we have to. God, you want us to grow closer to you. You want us to have that relationship with you. And God, I just pray that for those of us who are here this morning who are saved, pray that you would help us to be willing to cast our cares upon you, God, that we would set time aside to have a purposeful prayer life, a time that we can come and have our conversations with you, God, that we would grow in our relationship with you. God, I pray that if there's anyone who's here this morning who's not saved, I pray that they would make that decision, that they would put their faith and trust in you, that they would understand their need for salvation. That way they can begin this eternal relationship with you. God, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, for paying that penalty for us as we observed earlier this morning. And I just pray that whatever decision we're needing to make here this morning, I pray that each and every one of us here would make the decision to grow closer to you and that we would follow you each and every day. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all that you do for us. We pray this in Jesus' name.